93.3 CFMU and Lou Molinar present Celebrating the Casba. Casba is a venue that hosted a myriad of shows and supported emerging diverse artists, and unfortunately it is closing down soon. But we decided to throw a memorable experience for all of y'all, featuring Lee Reed, Crime One, Capital, and Peer Review, happening in the Great Casba, 306 King Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2025. Doors open at 7 p.m. of the day. Early bird tickets are $12 and door tickets are $15. Early bird tickets are currently available on Eventbrite by searching, quote, CFMU Celebrates the Casba, end quote. Once again, 7 p.m. on Thursday, 23rd of January, 2025, in Casba. CFMU and Lou Molinaro present Celebrating the Casba. See you all there, 93.3 CFMU.
spend another morning stumbling, so I'll build another problem. I never thought that knowing what I'm living for could feel so out of reach. Now I'm parked under a shady tree, but she's losing all her branches. Reminds me how I'm never there for everyone who's always there for me. But I can't look up to heaven till I'm lying on the ground, while the heavy days pass over and I don't ladder. So I'm parked outside of Ferguson on another rainy morning to build another stadium for selling truth that isn't truth at all. But that's not what's got me stumbling. It's the rain and it's the morning. I could spend a lifetime sleeping in and wake up like I haven't dreamt at all. And I can't look up to heaven till I'm lying on the ground, while the heavy days pass over and I don't know if my arms are reaching up or reaching down to climb another twisted ladder.
Welcome to 93.3 CFMU. This is your host here, Sharang, speaking, and you are listening to Morning File, as always, on Wednesdays and Fridays from 9 to 10. I'm here to let you know what you'll be listening to this morning after that wonderful musical interlude featuring songs by Reckless Harbor, one of my favorite Hamilton bands. They just released their newest album, their first, actually, I think, full album in December of last year, so just about a month ago. Make sure you check them out. I think they're playing often around town. A couple of their members show up often at Architect on for their Tuesday karaoke sort of a night, so you should go check those out too if you want to go meet some of the members. It is a great band. They make great songs. So today we're going to have the first of something you'll be hearing a lot more here on air. We have a little initiative going on. We have a little collaboration of the McMaster Clubs Department. All the clubs at Mac, all of you clubs of all your different things that you are about. We are making little podcasts with Mac Clubs, where we simply sit down, we chat with the clubs about who they are, what they do, why you should check them out, what events they've got going on. It's a great way to get your club a little bit of publicity. It's a great way to get new people to join your club, and it's a great way to be connected with the community. I am super happy to be sitting here and getting to chat with all of these clubs. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Just to begin, the first one is going to be McMaster Visions for Youth. They will tell you themselves what they're about, because they can say it better than I can, but this is the first one, recorded just at the end of last year in December, and this will also be going up in podcast form on our SoundCloud very, very soon. You'll be able to see it then, and it'll be on our website and everything. So thank you all for tuning in once more. Hope you guys enjoy this fantastic little interview with a fantastic club, McMaster Visions for Youth. And as always, thank you for tuning in to 93.3 CFMU.
Hello and welcome to Morning File. My name is Sean, your community outreach coordinator, and today I'm here with Sean and Matthew from Students Advocating Visions for Youth, a McMaster club. Hi, Sean. Hi, Matthew. Nice to have you guys on here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks a bunch for coming on here. Just as a heads up for anyone listening, this is the first in a series of podcasts and interviews we'll be doing, where we chat with Mac clubs about what they do, why they're here on campus, and sort of why you should check them out. So just to get right into it, could you guys introduce yourselves and your club?
Yeah, so hello, my name's Sean. And
I'm Matt.
And so we're co-presidents of Students Advocating Visions for Youth. So we've actually been co-presidents together for 3 years now. And we kind of got this idea together. So we've known each other since first year during our actual like COVID year online university. And we both really wanted to try and find a club where we can make a difference in the community, because we didn't really just want to do straight school the whole time. Mm-hmm. And we came across Students Advocating Visions for Youth, or SAVI. And we're really able, the goal of SAVI really resonated with us, just helping out marginalized youth around Hamilton. And so we applied as vice presidents and ended up working our way up to co-presidents in the end.
Awesome. Matt.
Yeah. Same story of Sean, of course. But yeah, SAVI really resonated with me. I knew I wanted to do something in the community and helping marginalized youth, which is what SAVI is all about. Really spoke to me, and I was a tutor already and working with different kids, and I thought using my tutoring skills in a way to help marginalized youth would be a great way to do something outside of class.
That's awesome, and that's great to hear. So just to get right into it then, I wanted to first ask about what your club sort of does too. So what events or sort of things you have hosted or done this year, and what you're planning on doing in the future?
So I can start with kind of what we do, and Matt can maybe touch on what we're going to do in the future.
Yeah.
So SAVI actually involves three pillars. So our first one is volunteering. So we actually have different members that volunteer with different organizations. So we have a few members that volunteer with City Kids. Me and Matt personally have been volunteering with Empowerment Squared for about 3 years now, where we help underserved youth kind of get the education and extra tutoring they need if they can't really afford it at the time. So our first one is volunteering. Our next one is actually fundraising. So we fundraise for some youth kind of centered organizations around Hamilton. So recently this year, we've already done a Krispy Kreme sale. We've done a can drive twice now, actually. And we're thinking about doing another bake sale soon. Hopefully it's around exam time, so maybe, you know, a little nice de-stressor to raise some more money. And then our final pillar is actually advocacy, trying to reach as many people as possible and kind of spread our mission to the student body and how they can actually make a change in our Hamilton community and how they can kind of help integrate these youth to try and promote more equity in education and healthcare around Hamilton.
Yeah. And in terms of upcoming events, we have a few things coming up, mostly in the next semester, in the winter semester, but we're planning a vintage sale which has been very popular amongst the student body, I believe. So we're hoping to make some money through that and a bake sale, as Sean mentioned. And closer to the end of the year, we're hoping to do like a Pie the President type thing to get our general members involved in some fun while also raising some money. And something we should have mentioned earlier, we actually, we've raised about $1,300 so far, right, Sean?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah. So we're incredibly proud about that. So money that we're raising is going to a great cause. So we're hoping to continue that. And then in terms of general events, we're hoping to do some more workshops. So we call them workshop socials. So we try and do some advocacy stuff in the beginning, teach our members and the student body about the needs of youth in our community. And then we go into some games like Jeopardy and stuff. I think Jeopardy is our club specialty. Cool. And then, yeah, we're also looking to do like a trivia night or something fun like that too.
Nice. Sounds like you guys have a lot planned. That sounds awesome. And I actually used to volunteer with Empowerment Square. Empowerment Square is great. Great to hear you guys work with
awesome.
Them.
Yeah. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. And then sort of, you've talked a bit about like what, how, why you joined the club and why it matters to you. But I just wanted to ask if you could talk a little bit more also about why the club is important at McMaster and how it sort of benefits students and the broader community.
So one of the things I've kind of realized at my time at McMaster is there's a massive disconnect between McMaster University and kind of surrounding campus and actual Hamilton itself. So like most of the organizations that we like work with or we want to donate to are actually from downtown Hamilton, and McMaster is kind of located around Westdale or Ainsleywood East. So me and Matt, when we kind of became co-presidents of Savvy, we saw this disconnect between the student body and the actual community. And we wanted to try and make a tangible impact and recruit as many people as possible to make a difference in our community. Because sure, we can make a difference around campus itself, but we also want to give back to kind of Hamilton for having us here at McMaster University and seeing how many people's lives we can actually impact positively on a daily basis.
Awesome. Yeah. Just like Sean said, like I feel like there's a gap in the student body and actually serving the youth in the community. And I think our club is kind of unique because we don't just serve one organization, but we donate and volunteer with multiple different organizations that help youth in the community. So
amazing. Yeah, no, the campus bubble is a real thing. And especially when it comes to just volunteering, working with like community in ways that really matter, it sounds like you guys are doing some great work there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then you've kind of talked about events coming up, but also in general about sort of plans for your club or how you're expanding to continue on into the future, especially this coming winter semester. What are your ideas and what do you guys envision for sort of the club as co-heads?
So essentially this year we've been trying to hit all three of our pillars a bit more. So originally when we took over the club, it was mainly just an advocacy club where we kind of advocated to the student body about the surrounding issues in Hamilton, but we kind of wanted to try and focus more on how we can actually make an impact ourselves. So next semester, well, me and Matt are graduating this year, but so we're going to try and run as many events as possible, fundraise as much money as possible, and try and recruit many members so the club kind of, you know, still has that big membership that it already has. And we've actually recruited lots of like first to third years that the club will be in very good hands, and we've been training them and educating them. So all of our kind of events we have planned next semester is to make sure that this can continue in the future and that we can keep helping marginalized youth around Hamilton, even when me and Matt do leave as co-presidents.
Awesome. Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, I think that was really well said and covers our near future plans. But I think for improvements in the club, we're talking about getting general members involved a bit more. We noticed that we're able to get our vice presidents and other executives to volunteer with these different organizations, but we're looking to increase how many general members we can convince to go out and volunteer as well.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. What are some of the ways you guys are thinking of doing some of that?
We've sent out a few emails to try, like mass emails, just to try and let people know what resources there are and how they can get involved with different organizations in the community. But whenever we have like our bake sales or different events that we throw on campus, we always try and push the volunteering side as well to see, you know, who we could get, who's interested.
Nice.
Touching on that, great points made. But we also host workshops, and we kind of want to try and expand these educational workshops a bit bigger, because right now we get a few general members, but we don't get all of ours. So in these workshops, we kind of emphasize the importance of volunteering and show them all the opportunities. We've even started to expand to hopefully recreational volunteering by next semester. So these workshops are kind of made to educate everybody once again about the surrounding issues in Hamilton and like specifically what they can do to make an impact while being a part of Savvy and all of our events that they can volunteer at, or other partner organizations where they can make a difference.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And speaking of sort of new members, getting them involved, for anyone listening, how can they join? How can someone who's interested, how can a new member in general come in, join, and be a part of be a part of Savvy?
So we actually have an Instagram account, Savvy at Mac. So if you have any questions, we have a link in the bio with our bounce, which is kind of what MSU is using this year to kind of promote all of your events to your club. So you can join our bounce, where we have lots of announcements that we regularly do. Or if there's any questions about joining the club, they can also shoot us a text on our Instagram. We're very active on there of answering people's questions of how they can help out. Like for our recent can drive, we actually got a bunch of texts of people who are like, "Hey, we have cans, or we'd like to help organize a can." So it's a great way to reach out to us by just our Instagram account.
Awesome.
Yeah, our Instagram is definitely a great way to reach out to us, and definitely follow our bounce account too, because it's free and you'll learn everything you need to know there. So
Perfect. Well, as we reach towards the end here, I just want to check if there's anything else you guys wanted anyone to know who would be interested in your club or who'd want to be a part of it.
yeah, for sure. So I think the cool thing about our club is that we are a student-run organization advocating for these youths. So we know firsthand kind of the struggles that some of these youth face. And we all come from different backgrounds ourselves. So many different people in our club kind of have different experiences growing up. So when you're able to put everybody's perspective into one, and we're also young adults ourselves, I feel like we're really able to touch the youth even more. And I feel like Savvy, like working together as a team as we do, we always have these big brainstorming workshops of like events we can plan, or like how we're going to volunteer and recruit members in the future. It's just not only a lot of fun, but it just makes really a big difference. Like we have so many stories of like students after our empowerment tutoring sessions, like feeling like kind of more like accomplished or feeling more motivated in school, and it really does just put a smile on your face after doing all of this work. It's just a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like it's a very rewarding club in the sense that you touched on. But we always try and create a very fun, inclusive environment for all of our members and executives. So I would definitely encourage anyone to check us out, at least join. We love to have you, and keep an eye out on our upcoming events on our Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on here and chatting about Savvy. Savvy sounds incredible, and I hope anyone listening and checking this out is interested will go check out your Instagram, Savvy at McMaster. Was that? Yeah.
Savvy underscore at underscore Mac.
Okay, there you go. And get in contact with you guys to get involved with what you have coming up here for the winter semester. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you
Thank
for having me.
you.
Mira, ma, que las horas y días no delatan tus sentimientos. Tiempo va y
viene sin querer meditar sobre llantos y vientos. Ya que no muestras ni compasión ni desaliento, sé que podré venir mis quejas repetir sin arriesgar mi secreto. Mira y va, la que sin importarle el momento me deja a mí abierto. Tengo ya este sitio que calma el dolor con su alma y aliento. Ya que no muestras ni compasión ni desaliento, arriesgar mi secreto.
The falling star.
at midnight, twice a week. She comes, she leaves, and no one hassled her so far. Tailored slack, reformed past, all recognition, resplendent in donor clad spinach. Is a scheme to enrich assholes what the God had in mind when he could hear such revelations as only singers could describe. Mahash Mashana, all is silent. A happy man. yet. There's no mistaking what you heard. A perfect life can live forever. The truth don't fare as well. It isn't perched on lips mid laughter. It ain't the kind of thing you tell.
Your eyes hold reasons I'm not one to blame. broke into my room. You said that you knew I'd been spying on you and began to scream. Worst is the way that you played me for so long. Was it all just a dream? Now that you've left in you on your own, am I just some pictures deep in your iPhone? Do I cry alone? Could you walk back seconds down on Terry Hill? Ooh, so long been said to wait upon you stare. With your iPhone reasons I'm not one to blame. It's feeling all from the train.
I'm slick it down. I do keep it wild for me. I'm the way that you hold me down. I'm hoping that you will be down. I want you to feel like you want me. I love the way you slick it down. I love the way you slick it down. I do keep it wild for me. I'm hoping that you will be down. I'm hoping that you will be down. I want you,
Love, how I find you with so much on my mind. All the girls where I reside look at me like not they type. Since my own has been some time and my prior ended slime. That ain't wife, but you might. And you know my mama niece, stars align. I know girls who hate they fam, fighting with they bloodline. Really couldn't call you mine without mine. Dodge the nine or refute, coulda died. Simple signs, this my life. Want you in it, been 5 minutes, but it's written.
I love the way you take it down.
Yeah.
I love the way you slick it down. I do keep it wild for me. I'm hoping that you will be down. I'm hoping that you will be down. I want you to feel like you want me. I love the way you slick it down.
You know, sometimes I be browsing the internet and I see niggas going crazy over these girls. But it's like, what for? To me, these hoes is average. Got me realizing I'm blessed, you know? You know?
No back and forth with you hating niggas. Keep it quick, I don't mind it when she dressed like me. Lil Vic, coming from the land of bittersweet. Take a lick, Lil Ghetto in the side of bitch. Not complaining, I'm just saying more for me, I guess. Where you staying, come vacation in the Wild West. Different ends, but we both come from that kind of stress. Take a sec, might be closer than you might expect. Niggas like me rare these days, gotta represent. Been here but you're new, miss you in my view. Out of my league is true. Need that challenge, that's how you improve. Libra's about that balance, on that scale with you. Got way I can't hide it, but she got them rugby boots. Shuff up, I feel like it, did that with the truth. I'm a slip, got me standing on the roof. At your slip,
thank you. and it's just me and you. I hope that you know you belong in this place I brought you. A love that's so fine, and I guess we still have a fair bit of time. Somehow I always know whatever time I got left, gonna give you every moment, every breath. Somehow I know it to be true. It's never time wasted, the time I spend with you. But we're fine, and I guess we still got a fair bit of time. Yeah, we're alright, and I guess we still got a fair bit of time.
Good morning and welcome right back to 93.3 CFMU. It's your host here, Sharang, speaking, and you are listening to Morning File. Thank you for listening in for another episode. Thank you for listening in to my lovely chat with the McMaster Visions for Youth folks over at that wonderful club, and I hope you guys are excited to hear about more great clubs here at Mac. Remember, these will also be posted online, right onto our website, and on our SoundCloud. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now I'm going to let you know what you listened to this morning. We had a couple great songs. We had especially two songs from albums by artists I really like, namely Father John Misty and Peach Pit. But first up, we had a couple things from Reckless Harper. Like I mentioned, we had Heavy Days and Step Lightly from the album Step Lightly. Incredible album, incredible artists. Please go check them out. They're playing around Hamilton. You will run into them. They're amazing. Next, we had a track from the world genre, which I always enjoy playing when I get to on air. We had Paradero from Entre Tus Flores by Miramar. A really great song, really beautiful, and a really great album in total. You should really listen to it. Then we had Mahashmashana. The title track from this album of the same name by Father John Misty. Father John Misty's new album, which if I remember correctly, released on the same day as Kendrick Lamar's new album, as has happened to his last four albums or something like that. Something quite funny. We also had Peach Pit's newest album. We had Magpie. We had Outta Here from that album. Wonderful, wonderful song. Wonderful, wonderful album. I got to see Peach Pit actually a year ago over at Oceaga, 2 years ago now, and it was amazing. They're great live. If you get a chance, go check them out. We had Keep Going Away from the album Breaking Down by Cuff the Duke. We had BBHUR, Burr, from the album They Said It Would Rain by Claremont II. And finally, we had Fair Bit of Time from the album Rootinphoria by Field Guide. Field Guide, another fantastic Canadian artist, was just in Hamilton towards the end of last year. Hopefully, will be dropping by again soon. Next up, we got coming up for you, of course, The Waiting Room, one of my favorite shows here, some amazing prog rock. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you all so much for tuning in today to 93.3 CFMU, and enjoy some amazing prog rock, and enjoy just a wonderful day with wonderful music and a great weekend. Thank you.
You are listening to CFMU 93.3 FM on the radio dial. and streaming at cfmu.ca.